My name is Addie Yeltima.
And mine is Kaylee Tucker.
And we are 15 years old. Today is November 27th, and we are speaking with our grandparents, who are Denny and Joy Tucker. We're recording this in Alton, Iowa. Okay, first question. Where did you guys grow up?
We grew up in Lamars, Iowa, and Merrill, Iowa, which was about 10 miles apart.
Okay.
What was your guys' favorite childhood memory?
Mine was the neighborhood playing games and ice skating. We had an ice skating rink, and we'd spend every minute over there we could. So that was mine.
Another thing that she did too at the time is where their house was, they had this big forest area.
Oh, yeah.
And so then they played in that area.
We called it Sherwood Forest,
which I thought was kind of cool. That's what the neighborhood kids did.
Yeah, it was down towards the Floyd River. Yeah. And we got in trouble for it down there because it was by the river.
Yeah.
So.
And I grew up in the farm, so it was just farm things, riding horses, playing army, all those crazy things that you could do when you didn't have sports to play or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's my turn. Who are you closest to in your family and why?
I had two sisters, and so we had three girls, and I couldn't pick one of the sisters that I was closest to. I was close to both.
And I'm closer to my oldest sister. I have an older brother and a younger sister, but it was always my older sister and myself that hung the most.
Yeah. What sports did you guys play in high school?
Well, I didn't participate in sports because I was a cheerleader for the Lamars Bulldogs.
What?
I'm surprised again.
I didn't play sports. I never had the opportunity. My dad never talked about sports or my mom. My older brother did, but I didn't. I had chores that I needed to do when I got home. I did get an allowance for doing that, so I mean, it wasn't all and naught, but I didn't have the opportunity, and you have to understand, sports to the generation older than us is way different to the generation of your folks,
mm-hmm.
because they're so supportive, and they want you involved. It wasn't that way for me.
Yeah. What was the naughtiest thing you did in high school? Okay.
What did you say?
Well, I said we.
The mayor.
Oh, yeah.
We go to Merrill, which Denny was from. And it's a small town, and we tear around in there. But one Halloween, the mayor had candles in their pumpkin on their deck, and we go up and blow them out. He'd come out and relight it. He thought it was the wind. And we did that a long time before. I don't think he ever caught on what was happening. But that was fun. Your watermelon patch.
Yeah, we had the skunk issue. Somehow or another, a skunk ended up on his porch.
Oh.
But the watermelon, too.
Oh, yeah. We used to steal watermelons. We would... We would scout them out, and then we would the patches out, and then we'd go out late at night then, and we'd go into the patches and we'd steal the watermelons. But I got shot at doing that.
Oh, like with an actor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat the watermelon?
Kaylee, he just told us he got shot, and you're wondering if he ate the watermelon?
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Wait, mm-hmm. You got shot at?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they just shot the gun. Shot the shotgun above us, but he knew somebody was watermelon patch. So.
Did you eat the watermelons?
I think we usually break them on the highway or something.
Oh, probably. I'm not sure
what did you get them, scared when they shot the gun?
Question is, how scared were you? We actually, until my brother, that's why I don't like my brother. Until my brother and his buddy come looking for us, we hid in a culvert.
Oh.
Because the guy was out trying to find us. Yeah. And we were hiding in the culvert.
Oh my gosh, I would not be able to, oh my goodness. Okay. When and how did you guys meet? Relationship questions now.
Relationship questions, I met her, she was out with a friend of mine. And then I got to talking to her then at school since I knew her and that type of thing. Now, keep in mind, it's different than for you guys, because I had 208 kids in my class, and she wasn't that far behind. So the high school is significantly bigger than what MOC was. So I hadn't known her before that. So that's how I got to know her.
And we went out on the first date when I turned 16. That's when I could date. So we had our first date on the 16th, and we were together ever since.
Yeah. How did you guys know that, like, you are the one for each other? Like,
I think we were just really good friends first.
For sure.
Yeah. So, and you have to be really good friends before it can be anything else.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't just the two of us. There was a bunch of us that hung out together.
Yeah.
So, that's what she meant by, you know, being friends first before it got serious. Mm-hmm. So, she got her engagement ring the summer after I graduated, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So...
And we neither one went on to college, yeah. So, because we were farm people. So.
You were hicks.
We were hicks, yep.
You bet. Could probably say that. See some of my pictures back then. I look like a hick.
You do.
I need long to hair see and, it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. How did you propose?
She told me we were getting married.
Oh, I did not.
No, I don't remember how it exactly went. I think it was one of those things where you kind of beat around the bush and then teasing her, you know, somewhat or whatever, and then finally say, well, are we going to get married or what type of thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what it was.
Real romantic.
Yeah.
But there again, there's always a bunch of kids around. So, yeah. I mean, it would, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
We hung out with a bunch.
And there again, we weren't that involved in so many things. I mean, you hung out. That's
yeah.
what you did. Mm-hmm. And we still have most of those friends today.
Mm-hmm. In Lamar's.
In Lamar's. Like, we go down there every year. It's going to be our 50th reunion next year. So
no.
And we still maintain and go golfing with some of the kids out of my class.
Yeah.
So.
What is your favorite memory from your wedding day?
I'm sure she has one.
We get married, and we were at my mom's because we had a reception, and the dance was in the evening. I couldn't find Denny. Him and his friend had went to Bob's Drive-In and got food. So, because he was hungry. So, that's what mine. Plus, it was 105.
Oh, wow.
And churches didn't have air conditioning. The place we had the hall for dancing didn't
have. We had
a
wedding dance.
And it didn't have air. It was so hot.
It was miserable.
That's probably not my favorite, but one of them.
Yeah.
But I think out of everybody there, her dad had the most fun of anybody. I wish you kids could have got to know her dad.
Yeah, he was a dancer. And so...
Yeah.
Why did you guys choose to live where you guys did?
Well, I had the opportunity to go to school or to buy my dad out farming. And back then, the farmhouse that I as a family lived in became available through my dad rented another farm. And so my mom and him moved over there. It just kind of fell into place, and we thought, you know what? We want to do this, and that was my life. I mean,
now
that's how
I wish.
I grew up.
Now I wish he would have went to college.
I did have a morning.
Morningside.
I did have a scholarship to go to Morningside, and I passed that up.
Yeah.
So I wish I.
He should have went.
Have,
but and I wish I would have went to be a nurse. Mm-hmm. So.
Grandma, how did you tell Grandpa you were pregnant, and how about everybody else?
How did I tell you I was pregnant? I think probably just talking that I'd missed my period and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, they know too.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was a real surprise.
It isn't a big unveiling like it is today.
No. Yeah. You know, you just knew when it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did I do what?
Like, how did you tell, like, your friends and your other friends?
I told my mom first. We found out, and then I told Mom, my dad was gone. He was a truck driver mm-hmm. then. And so I told Mom, and then I don't know if I ever told Dad. I think Mom probably, when he called.
Yeah, sure.
But it was the first grandchild on my side, and then second on his side. So everybody was really excited.
Yeah. How'd your friends react to it?
I don't think they were surprised.
They weren't?
No. They, you know, we've been married.
So,
and
you know. I think they were
just happy.
Yeah. I think they all knew, kind of. Yeah. And we've been together quite a while, so.
Yeah.
Probably 4 years by then?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Yeah, because, so more than, 16. I mean, it was time.
Mm-hmm.
We were married.
And those days, people got married a lot younger than they do now.
Yeah.
It's, much, yeah. I was 19 and she was 18.
I was only 18.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you guys choose the names you did for your kids?
Well, I think we had Jamie, had been thinking about that maybe for the boy part of it. And then, of course, his middle name is the same as my middle name. And Katie, I think we liked the name, and then her middle name is my mom's middle name, right?
No.
Louise. Katie. What is Katie?
Katie Joe.
Oh, Katie. Oh, her mom. Her mom's Joe. Well, that's close.
You knew one of them.
Yeah.
And then we lost a girl, Elisa. Elisa would have been between Jamie and Katie, and she was stillborn. And she was Elisa Marie. So, and then Brian.
And that was probably the first for us being that shook up or that low or whatever you want to say.
That was really hard.
Yeah, it was very, very hard on us.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Isn't that why my middle name's Marie? Didn't my mom name her? Mm-hmm. Name it after?
Yeah.
Elisa Marie.
Elisa Marie and mm-hmm. Addison. And Addison should have been born on Elisa's birthday. Hers is the 24th.
That's, oh, I forgot
that's
about that.
Cool, though.
And then mm-hmm. she was born 26th.
I'm a miracle.
Well, you are. You are. But she should have been born on the 24th.
Yes.
So we often wonder, I say that to Kate every now and then too, you know, wouldn't it have been cool to have an older sister?
Yeah.
And I know she would have loved it. So.
And some more cousins and everything.
Yeah.
We'd have a big family.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we probably wouldn't have had Brian, but Brian's name.
Well, it's the same thing with me because my mom had
a miscarriage.
Yeah, she had one too.
Yep.
And if
hers was just a miscarriage, ours was a full term.
Yeah, because she didn't know even the gender yet.
No.
Oh, wait,
no.
How old was?
Elisa would have been full 9 months.
Oh, shoot.
Yep.
She got a cord wrapped around her neck while she was giving birth and it choked her.
So she weighed 6-something. Mm-hmm. And she was perfectly normal.
We were allowed to see her, but I don't know. Do you think you should have now or not? I don't know.
I just didn't want to see her.
You just had that image emblazoned
in
your
brain. And I always
brain.
Thought once I had Katie, then Elisa would have looked just like Katie.
Yeah. That's kind
so
of what we think about.
We've got two plots at the cemetery, and then Elisa's at our top.
At her feet. Are she above us?
I think she's above us. And then ours will be here, and then the baby here.
Wow.
Yeah. And Brian, I won the name Rory. I loved it.
Oh, Gilmore Girls.
I loved it. He did. He won Brian, so he won.
Wait, so my dad would have been named Rory? Rory?
Rory. Oh. Instead, it's Brian Allen, and Allen is Doug, his friend's
Shane
middle
Alex.
Name.
And middle Jackson's name. Middle name.
Yes, mm-hmm. because it's your dad's.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a Rory.
No.
No, I see.
He can only be a Brian.
Yeah. He is. Yeah. It fits him perfect.
Yeah.
It fits him perfect, so.
But that was a low spot.
Yeah. Never easy. I never knew you guys had a miscarriage.
Yeah. No, ours was full term.
Full. Or,
stillborn.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I remember, like it was yesterday, we were working around the farm, but we wouldn't have been harvesting in July. What were we doing, baling?
I don't know, but I couldn't keep my labor going.
She was outside in her flip-flops, walking up and down the lane.
Yeah.
On the farm, trying to keep her labor going.
Yeah.
So finally the doctor said, you just need to come in.
And they couldn't find a heartbeat. But I knew she was alive the night before because I had been sick and they think she flipped and then flipped back. You don't want all this.
They can edit it.
Who was the naughtiest child and why?
Oh my God, there's no question there who that was.
The child?
Yeah.
Who do you think?
Was it my dad? It was Rory.
Rory. Yeah, do that.
We're going to call him now.
He wasn't naughty. He just pushed everything. If I said 12 o'clock for curfew, it was 12:30.
I'd be so mad.
I cannot wait to go home and talk about this.
I'd be so dang mad when he got home late. He and I chased him around our dining room table for 2 hours, could never catch him.
Two hours.
I so see that.
And he didn't get in trouble.
Yeah. He just didn't follow curfew.
Yeah. He just
and he always had an
he's
excuse.
Such a social person.
Oh my God.
That's the whole family.
He probably
started to talk to someone that got carried away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was fun. He was a fun kid.
Yeah. Didn't he get sent to great grandma's like all the time or something?
When we were farming yet, he spent a lot of time
with grandpa.
My grandpa. And then we had a dog. A black dog at the time. They always had to hop in the pickup with him all the time, and her dad called him Killer. So it was Brian and Killer all the time, and going down the road. Going.
Yeah.
But he did. We go on vacation, and he would stay home.
He didn't want to go.
He didn't want to go. Stay with grandpa. Of course, her dad would take time off.
That's so weird because now he like travels for a living.
I know it. He loves to travel now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Wait, is that the one?
Can you read it?
What was the happiest thing that has ever happened to you?
My four children.
Mm-hmm. I'd say she's right. Right, the kids being born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now my grandchildren. So.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And I'm waiting for great grandchildren.
Oh my God. Actually,
hopefully Austin and Ellie will be first.
I was going to say, you're not too far.
No. We hinted.
But seriously, we have more time to enjoy you guys than we did our own kids.
Yeah.
You know, because we worked hard. I was farming. I always spent any time with the kids when I was farming. And we did that 11 years after we were married. And that was 84, and we moved to town in 1984. So we went from the farm up here. So. Mm-hmm.
What was the saddest memory or saddest thing?
I think our baby and then her dad. I loved her dad. Her mom and dad are more parents to me than what my mom and dad were.
Oh.
And I think I've told them that. Mm-hmm. I was the third child, and it just felt like I was unimportant compared to everybody else. And
mm-hmm.
So I did some naughty things too, but.
You did? You did do naughty things.
Well, before we got started going out, I did.
Oh, with the boys.
Not with the boys, okay. Yeah. Not,
with the boys.
Not with the boys.
Not with you.
No, no.
But that's just how it was.
Yeah.
So.
And what was the question?
Saddest thing that has ever happened to you.
Then my dad and Denny's mom and our baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot about mom.
Mm-hmm.
What was the scariest thing?
I think moving to Orange City off the farm.
Definitely.
We came up here, and Kate hated school up here. She'd bawl every day at kindergarten, so didn't go get her. She only, I think, attended half the year. And, you know, to make Jamie jump in to meet
new kids.
He
was in fourth grade.
Yeah. Brian, I never worried about. He wasn't in school yet, and so he started out here, but... The other two had kind of a hard
Then we
time.
Had, the first house that we lived in had a big backyard. And him and Justin Vanderbrock.
Oh, my.
They lived by us. And so you had a football game or a baseball game or something going on in our backyard all the time.
Yeah.
And Kate was Miss Social. She'd be on the go all the time. Jamie would be on the go all the time. So they just did well up here.
Probably better than we did. But Orange City had a different reputation back then. Orange City was very tight. This isn't a rumor. You weren't to mow your yard or anything on
Sundays.
Your neighbors would come and tell you you're not supposed to mow, type of thing.
And it was a town where the Dutch took care of the Dutch.
Yeah.
And Tooker by no means was a Dutch name.
Yeah.
But we started church right away. We got involved and. It went good for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst mistake you've ever made?
Cleaned up. It is. Yeah, it is. The son's buying a big house.
Worst mistake.
Now they're getting deep.
Yeah. I don't know.
They are getting deep.
Worst mistake. Unless I'd have time to think about it, I might come up with something, but I have nothing on the top of my head to tell you that.
I don't think that was a mistake.
In fact, we feel...
we've made all the right moves.
Yeah, we feel pretty privileged now to come from where we started until now, so...
That's good.
Even changing jobs. I did take a different job for a while that we thought was a mistake for a short time, but then I went back to work for the company I was working for before, and they started a whole new product line on what I learned while I was gone.
Oh.
So that turned out to be...
Yeah.
And that's the biggest product line they have now. So, yeah. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Did you hit that light?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you hit that light? Can you read?
That's like four questions left.
That's kind of neat. You guys can do it together.
Yeah. I think it's your turn.
No, it's yours. You just go.
What's the biggest decision you've ever had to make?
Buying the motel, hands down.
Oh, I forgot. Buying or selling?
Buying.
Oh.
No doubt we were going to sell. But buying, we went into that not knowing if that would be a good move, and it was a very good move. So.
I remember going there, and then you guys had like this little basket full of envelopes, and I used to pretend I was Dorothy. I don't know why, but I remember that.
That's the memory. Huh?
Yeah.
That's where I grew up.
I know. You were born there.
Yeah.
You both were there when you were pretty little.
Yeah.
Now I got Casey's.
Yep.
I know. I remember
okay,
that,
I my Dr. Pepper.
Those little toys you had in like that table.
Yep, I had a bunch of toys.
Me and her would always play with those.
Oh yes,
the Legos.
Yeah. Downstairs or where?
No, I'd have them in the
like the trolls with the hair. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
What happened to them?
I got rid of them.
Probably. You did? And the girls were attached to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grandma.
Sorry.
We'd still be playing with those
trolls. I know you
today.
Would.
I
every
about
Christmas
them
we would too, because you had them at that other house.
Yeah.
Over by
on Louise or
Louisiana.
Maybe.
The one in the sunroom?
Is that what we moved to after we moved
Louisiana.
Out of
Louisiana.
Okay, then that would be the first time.
By Javelin's.
Yeah.
Oh, on there. I had them yet?
Yep. Yeah. Downstairs.
Where?
By Javelin's. By
sure.
Howard, when the elder took yours, you still up there. Okay. I think this is your turn.
Didn't I just do that? Okay. How did you guys come to your faith?
Well, let's back up a few quite a ways in the question that we talked about. You know, first the decision to not to farm any longer, and then what to do then, and that ended up being the right move for us to move to Orange City.
But this was faith.
I'm getting there.
Oh,
well, he's going back a ways.
But we feel blessed. I mean, and have continually grown.
Well, we went to church. I went to church in Lamar's, a Lutheran church, and he went to Merrill. And when we got married, then we went to this little Merrill church, and that's where all the kids were
baptized.
And then it was easy for us because we were both believers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was the support of our family.
And that's how we've based our life.
Yep.
So, yeah. And like I said, we feel that way because we feel we've been blessed. We've been put through challenges, no question about that in our lifetime. But he's always been there to help us through.
Mm-hmm.
We strongly believe that, very strongly.
Yeah. What do you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered for my grandchildren to remember Grandma and Grandpa. I really don't care if anybody else remembers me.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
And I know in my heart that the life that we've lived, that I've done so with integrity. And that's a big thing. He's just trying to make an ass. So that's how I live my life, and I want to remember for my integrity.
Mm-hmm. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
you've always been really big supporters of us too, which
all you kids.
Yeah.
I'll mm-hmm. tell you what, you kids are the most important things. We've got to be at your stuff. Even if we're the first one in the gym.
Yeah.
Well,
always
you know,
are. Always are.
Well, here he said. And it's not 4:30? Nope, not yet. Or, you know, the time is supposed to go. So we start counting. We finally said, let's just go. So that's what we do. And the last Tuesday or whatever night that was.
We walk in.
We walked in.
Kaylee's coming out the door on the other side. We're coming in and we're here.
So funny.
But we don't ever want to be late. We hate to be late.
Yeah.
That's just something.
I don't think you've ever been late, though.
We haven't. We're always the first one.
Yeah.
But that just goes to show you were excited.
Yeah.
So proud of you girls.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just so much fun.
Okay. Final question.
Oh.
Actually, there's two.
Okay.
Who, out of your three kids, who is your favorite and why?
I have no favorites.
You're going to say
they're
going to. Huh? I knew you were going to say that.
I love them all the same, mm-hmm. and I'm so proud of them for different things.
Yeah. Different things.
Yep.
I'd have to agree.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
We don't have favorites.
Mm-hmm. No, because they each are very special in their own ways.
Yeah, that's
you know? And, you know, Jamie's had a challenge, so unfortunately for us, that's another low spot, mm-hmm. that whole thing. But he's had to work through those.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's raised his family the best that he could.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of
Kate, what she's accomplished, and she's so hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I have a fit that she cleans because I think that's getting too old. She's getting too old for that.
Hard on your body.
And Brian, he's just successful because of Brian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, they're each have their separate ways and whatever, and
none of them have been in trouble. No. I mean, our kids are good kids, so I can't imagine having a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Our door cracks
when it's cooling off outside.
We were talking about, like, me and my family have been talking about, like, how, like, our family, like, parents, like, how their relationship is, like, goes down. So, like, your guys' relationship has, like, gone down on our family. So, like, having that, like, makes our family, like, closer and, like, you can see, like, those families.
You can see, like, your mom follows our steps and your dad follows his. Your mom follows her mom's steps.
Uh-huh.
Your dad follows us.
Yeah.
And they're all good people. So.
Yep. That helps with
us. We hate to miss anything.
Yeah.
So.
But even her and I, though, we don't fight.
Yeah.
We've never had.
That's because he's so.
I've got. I've got the silent treatment for months at a time.
Better than months.
Hours, if that. But we've never. We don't fight, and her sister can't believe that. But we don't.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
We don't. And there's nobody I'd rather spend time with than
you.
Oh,
isn't that touching?
I'm in a relationship with you guys.
No, we take off and like we did this. We went 2,500 miles in the front of a vehicle.
Never ran out of things to visit about?
Never did, no.
He gets sick of me trying to drive for him.
She always grabbing the ocean handle down
you scared
here.
Me.
Yeah, I saw him.
I'm like, what?
You know, I'll just keep driving.
Yeah.
Touchdown?
No. Dave's caught it.
Oh.
Okay, last question.
Well, darn it, did I scare you when I said that?
Scared all of us, Marley. Don't worry.
Come here.
I got this one.
Okay. Oh, boy. It must be something.
Who's the favorite grandchild?
I've got 9 of them.
There's got to be a favorite.
9 of them. All chopped up the same.
7, 8.
And they're all?
Kaylee, of course she's going to know how many there are.
They're all important for their own reasons.
Yeah. You know, it's just,
I don't think we would ever do that. I mean, there will be no reason for us to even
think
about that.
I will be glad when you two are on the same team, because I loved watching you two play together.
You can come back down to freshman if you need
you
to.
You can go up.
You
know
what?
Keep after it, girl, because you got hustle.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And I do think with Addie not there, you're definitely, not that Addie was a leader, but she was one of them. But you've had to do that. Yeah. And you're doing
it
well.
You've had to step up. Yeah. And what a good position to play to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Scared?
It's the end. Woohoo! Take two was a success.
Darn thing about our dog.
Take two, huh?
What?
You didn't ask any questions about Marley.
Marley,
who's your favorite dog?
Who's your favorite cousin?
We had,
are we cousins?
We had a lab on
He's
the farm.
He's your uncle.
You're my uncle?
Yeah.
Didn't we, Marley? You didn't know Chet, did you? No.
I remember getting Marley, like, I remember being obsessed with him because he's just a little puppy in that house over.
Do you know the day we got him, we were putting you guys's or Jamie's trampoline together. It was behind the motel, and you guys came over, and I could still see Kaylee holding that dog. Brian said he's got a picture of you in that old house.
Yep,
on the front.
He does.
Yeah. But you guys all loved him.
Except his hair wasn't gray, it was brown.
Yeah, well, his spots were real brown.
They just called you old, Marley. How do you feel?
He's 10 years old.
Is he six?
Is she?
Yeah.
Sure. Maggie was about the same age.
Maggie was 10.
Yeah.
And although, didn't we get Maggie after Marley?
Yeah. But
yes,
they were about the same.
Just a short time. I think you guys were looking when we got him up.
Yeah, I think so.
We got Maggie on Valentine's Day.
No.
No, around there, because she was born on Valentine's Day.
We got Izzy on, like, a random day. Not even, like, any
significance. Well, I thought that was, your mom had him up on that shelf.
Yeah.
I thought it was a
Izzy
statue.
Was so tiny.
Yeah.
She was, like, that big.
I remember both of them. They were so tiny. And I didn't want anything that, because I'll trip over them and kill them.
I remember this story. So my dad told us to go downstairs and clean the whole entire basement. Me and my brother were so mad. We were like, it's already clean. Like, what the heck? My mom comes home and sprints down there. And we're like, Mom, are you okay? She's like, I'm fine. Just come up here. And then,
I never thought she'd give in.
Yeah. No, it was my dad who didn't.
Yes.
Because, my mom FaceTimed my dad and was like, I'm getting this dog. And he's like, you better not be. Calls her 30 minutes later. What are you doing? Oh, I'm at Bumgar's buying a bed for our new dog.
Is it the Clyde Heslick's got
that
new puppy?
Yes.
Is it big?
It's going to be big.
It's already big.
Yeah, it's like already grown.
If I say massive, do you know what type of a dog that is?
Massive?
Yeah.
It's like a big, almost
but
like a
But it's like
dog.
This dog.
Oh, yeah?
There's a gal that walks by here with it, and he's pure white.
And he's huge.
And she's, of course, she's not all that tall, but he's still higher than her waistline. The dog is giant.
And I think that one's half... Isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
And you go
well, they had Bailey before.
Yeah.
If you guys remember their dog, like, it was big.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
I just remember their...
Do they still have
him? No, Bailey died, like, a long, long time ago.
Oh.
But they have...
Piper.
But that dog's footprints out there, you think it's
a bear
or something. It's huge.
We can't go back to a little dog. After we got Dakota, it's like...
Well, and your dad said... I always thought he looked so huge when we had
Maggie.
Now he looks tiny.
So tiny.
Yeah.
So, what were you guys' favorite times with the grandparents? Turn the tables with
Oh, man. Favorite time, like anything?
Anything.
I don't have good memory.
I remember you two at the lake with tadpoles.
Yep, the lake. Those are definitely my favorite.
Those were the
you
best.
You two were so into tadpoles.
Uh-huh.
We were so good.
Oh, you were so...
We were so good at catching them.
Yes, you were.
But then we would get so mad because Luke, Kale, and Jackson would squish their guts out.
Oh, jeez.
You guys remember that?
No.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time? And it had to be early on because... I think it was Kale and Jackson. They went out in that woods and they came back with all those sand arms or whatever. They were all stuck to them. Remember that?
And I remember the one time we went in with them and there was a leaf, I mean like a branch, and it was going like this. And they like made us believe it was a ghost.
We sprinted back.
Zoe sprinted
so
back.
Fast.
That was at the end, though. That was more when we were in that second house.
The best time is when we had Izzy there, Maggie there, and Marley there. And we, like, took them swimming. Do you guys remember this? No. And the lake. I don't know if Marley went, but I know, like, Maggie and Izzy went swimming in the lake.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
No, I remember there was always that one dog.
Yes, we named it Buddy.
Was it Buddy?
Yeah.
It would come with us to catch tadpoles.
And it wasn't even our dog. It was just
It was a random person's dog.
It would
dog.
Come meet us there.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like, their house is like...
Right around
there?
Yeah. We left for church and there's a random husky out here. He had a collar. He must have broke loose or something. Not where he
pretty
was somebody, but they are so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Or when we were on the boat and then it started storming.
I don't remember that.
You don't? We had to like have like towels over us.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, well, this is fun.
So, what were the biggest differences from middle school last year to freshman into high school this year?
Not a lot, honestly.
Is it
sports
better?
Were harder? Are harder? Like
yeah,
it was a lot harder. Like more serious practices.
Yeah,
and longer, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Like
longer.
Longer.
Whole hour.
Yeah.
We got out at 6:15.
So there's no game tomorrow.
I don't even know if we'll have the game Tuesday at Sheldon. Snow's expected.
Yeah,
my mom's freaking out.
Oh, Sheldon is
go figure.
30 mile an hour winds and
yeah.
Guys, it's gonna feel like Christmas.
I know, it's not even like Christmas.
No,
I know.
It's way
I was playing Christmas music, I'm like, I need to turn this off. It's too like sunny and
we had it on today.
Christmas.
Oh, so I decorated my whole basement.
Christmas at church.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm coming. I don't care if my family goes there. I'm coming with you guys.
Are we going to the Trinity candlelight?
Wherever
service?
We
wherever
go.
You guys want to go. Okay. We're going to go to
your
Trinity.
Your mom said you guys are going to Sunnybrook.
On the 23rd.
The 23rd.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're going to 20. I don't know if they're going to go to 24th again, but I'm going to the 24th with you guys. So.
Okay.
Might just be me, but...
That's
all okay.
Right.
Let us know. We'll pick you.
I remember we always brought our squishies, like...
Oh.
To the service.
We'd have, like, me, you, and Brenna and Tay would all come with bags.
Yeah?
And you'd sit next to each other.
Yeah.
And like, I always got nervous with the candles.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite part. I think just being able to have, like, Christmases with, like, Kaylee. Like, our family's, like, close.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's fun. Like, we could play games. Like, we'd always play, like, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
And that... What house was
I
that?
I miss when they meet, like, Jackson, Luke, me, and Addie used to hang out, like, all the time.
Yep.
We would hang out every day when we were younger. Like, you look back at pictures every day I was with them.
Yeah.
Oh, you two are so close.
Yeah.
And you still are.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Just kind of different.
It just seems to me, though, recently it seems like our entire family, especially now with you two, have grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's
I mean, there's no
so
kids no more.
No.
I mean, it's...
But, I mean, then we're going to do it again once we have our kids,
yes.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah.
I hope I'm alive.
I hope I find a husband.
First, you got to do that. So now what do you do with this?
I don't know. We need to end it still.
Is it on yet?
Yep.
It's been running.
It's okay. No one will hear
it. No, I wanted to end it.
Oh.
I didn't want to. Okay. Thank you guys for taking the time.
We enjoyed it.